mobile monitoring.
KQ4LOO, checking in to Echo Link. First time ever doing it.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. You're coming in pretty clear on the Echo Link station. I didn't catch your call sign. What was that again? This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. I'm mobile over here in on the North Carolina, South Carolina line.
Kilo Quebec 4, Lima, Oscar, Oscar. This is Tal, and I'm located in Piedmont.
I'm running APRS in the background. That was KQ4LOO, right?
That's correct. You probably heard a forklift riding by. I'm at work. Since we got a little reprieve, I figured I would try this out for the first time.
And I'm on Echolink there. I actually just now get back in the upstate area. I've been driving since 4 a.m. all the way from Kentucky on my way back home.
Roger that. Like I said, this is the first time I ever been up here. I was just trying it out, see if it worked for me or not. So now that I know that it does, I'm happy.
Very good tool. I actually, I personally use it every once in a while, whenever I'm not running the radio. And if I'm like, I travel for a living, so half the time I'm either in New York State or most down at home. But here lately, I've been in Kentucky. I haven't had a chance to really get my Echo Link or anything.
Echo Link closure.
But, yeah, there's Echo Link's a very versatile tool. I've actually made many, many contacts using Echo Link on hopping on different repeaters. I think my first one was in California, funnily enough, back when I first got my license.
Roger that. Like I said, I am at work, so I might as well go ahead and get back. Just want to try this out. KQ4LOO will be out.
This is KO4NH. Good evening, or morning, sir. How you doing?
Wow. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I'm just now getting back in the area from driving from Kentucky.
I didn't catch too much of that. I'm on Rutherford Road here, kind of a dead area of the repeater. Let me, I'm doing good. I'm just trying to get my punch list done on my AC job. Trying to get the little stuff done, but otherwise, doing okay.
I talked to you before I left last time. Yeah, I'm driving back from Lexington, Kentucky right now. I've been going since 4 a.m. I'm actually about 40 minutes away from the office. I got to swing by before I get to go home.
Gotcha. I caught a little bit of that. I didn't catch all of it, but yeah, I'm at the intersection at 291 in Rutherford, so the repeater got a little bit better.
I'm at Paris Mountain, and I know that area there, it doesn't like their repeater has a hard time, or at least I have a hard time hearing the repeater back out that way.
It's definitely got some issues getting over Paris Mountain at this time, but yeah, no, you know where I'm at. As soon as I get a little south of 291, I'll clear up.
385 Interpass, that area is pretty bad for the same reason. I don't know if it's because of where they rebuild the bridge or build the bridges and everything, but there's the area now.
I know they're working on something here. So anyway, yeah, I'm doing well. I just seen if Patrick was on this morning before I get to my location.
Get about, I want to say 15 minutes ago, I talked to KQ4LOO earlier. He was hopping on Echo Link. I went back on the side, waiting for my dad actually right now. My dad's probably going to be going to the airport to work here in about 30 minutes. So I was curious if he was up on the machine yet or not.
Oh, okay, okay. I just tried to listen to see if you're on the input to see if we were close. I think you said you told me where you were, but I should hear you better now. What's your location now?
Be honest, I don't exactly know where I am. I'm on US 25 South. I think I'm on the outskirt. Nope, there's a sign right there. I'm about 6 miles away from Marietta, 14 miles away from Greenville. And the other direction is 48 miles away from Asheville.
Oh, I know where you are. Yeah, you're way up there. Okay. Yeah, you're actually pretty close to the machine.
Actually, I hit up the repeater earlier trying to see how close I was, and I couldn't wake it up, so I waited about 30 minutes to an hour, and I ended up finally able to hear the repeater again after I got back in this area.
Yeah, the repeater's up there in, on Caesar's Head up there, off of 11 and... Where 11 and 276 are up there. That's where it's up on that mountain up there.
Yep. That way before, I think we had Field Day up there 1 year back when I first got my license. Looks like my radio's doing some funky stuff today, too. So, as soon as I hit the transmit button, it was at like it wasn't actually transmitting there for a second.
Gotcha. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I've had my license a few more days than you. 1988.
Telling me that. Remember that conversation we had long, before I left last time? I've been gone for about 2.5 weeks now. I'm very glad to be back in the area.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, I've been around the block a few times with radio gear, repeaters, things like that. But anyway, I'm almost at my customer's house. You have a good morning, my friend. And I'm sure we will talk again. I shall be out and about. Have a good morning. KB2H XS here.
Be safe working on those AC units and be safe driving out there. I hope you have a good morning as well. I'll be saying 73. This has been KO4 NNH Mobile. I'll be clear.
KO4 NNH, is that correct? All right, cool. Excellent. I will catch you later. KB2H XS out.
Have a safe day, Dave. This is N0 TR going mobile from the horse pistol down here, headed for home. You don't have to answer, David. You're out of the car already. And send 0TR.
Hey, Tom, I got a minute. I'm just pulling in the driveway now. So. Good to hear you. I'll catch you guys later. KB2HXS.
73, Dave.
24 NH. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Oh, I'd say final vlog here. Split three ways. I got a cookie in my mouth, too. Wow. I hope I don't cut down. I'm between two semi-trucks here. I just had an angiogram done, a CT scan, in other words.
Tom, I ain't been on the repeater in about 3 weeks, let alone that directly.
Well, I definitely remember your call, but I can't remember your name, but I'm getting old. Oh, yeah, I guess it's all right. I'm alive and not pushing up daisies from the root sign, but I got to have triple bypass surgery sometime next month.
Sucks, and name here is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo Echo Delta. It's been a little while since we last talked. Beyond the net, that is. Man, that sucks, honestly. I hope it goes well next month. I'm only home probably for a week and a half tops, and I'm back up to Lexington, Kentucky. That's where I've been going since 4 a.m., driving back to this area from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hang on a minute, Fred. I got a phone call.
Putting stuff on the side, then I'm about 30 minutes away from my destination. I gotta make a phone call to some people in my job as well. This has been KO4 NH. I'll be clear. 73 Tom, hope you're doing well.
Unusual call, Fred. KO4 NH and 0TR.
Sorry, KO4 NH. Yeah, I don't even want to know, but I'll go ahead and ask anyway. Is everything alright, Tom?
Considering. The lady from the hospital called and said that the lady that did the CT scan on me didn't remember if she took my IV out or not. And I said, yep, no IVs. I said, I just took the compression bandage off. And it was nice of them to call anyways. They put that... It's not gadolinium. They do that for MRIs. It's another radioactive stuff they put in you. And that destroys your kidneys, I might add. But Man, when they got you in that scanner and they inject that stuff in that IV, you warm up real quick.
Totally different than when I went had an EKG done. I was, I got an electric shock from my job about, and I ended up going to the hospital. I was fine and everything, but they put leads and everything on me, and just they ended up just giving me a bag of saline. So I can imagine, though, with the radioactive material eating you up, though.
What did you have, a shock?
Right, I had an electric shock. I got shot by one leg of 480 volts.
Let me turn this radio down. I've been hit by that one time in my little finger, and I was on the auxiliary contact of a magnetic starter and slipped with a screwdriver and touched the auxiliary contact lead, which was only about a 16-gauge wire, but it was 480. And there's not any fun at all. It feels like somebody hit you in the shoulder with a ball bat. But overall, I worked 50 years with 480 and never got burnt, never got shocked, except that one little time. And I don't like to be bit, that's for sure. But 480, the burns are really bad. Copper melts at around 1982-point-some-odd degrees, and it vaporizes. And it'll blow it out into your face off of that 480. And then the RF burns from, or the ultraviolet, I should say, are terrible.
From what I had, I actually was working on a disconnect. I was putting the cover back on, and I don't know how, I still don't know how to this day, but it arced through the cover, the clear cover, went through my finger and went all the way through my shoulders and came out my other arm. That is the first time I've been bit by one leg of it, and I want to say the wire gauge was about six or eight gauge. I can't remember which one it was. And man, it hurt. It was hurting for days afterwards. I actually lost all my strength in that part of my arm, and I can't move a certain way still. I'm debating going back to see the doctor just to see what's going on.
NGLTR. Well, you're lucky it wasn't arm to arm. That's the worst. It throws your heart into atrial fibrillation, but anyways, it hits your heart directly that way. You went the path of the most resistance down through your foot, it sounds like. But they go to all kinds of precautions now we never had in my days. You got to wear a Kevlar vest, you got a smock-like thing, then you got to wear a shield over your face, and it's a really, really deadly thing. That was about 95% of everything we had in the 300,000-foot machine shop that I worked at. I was the head electrician there, and a lot of the smaller one-ton cranes were 230 volt, three-phase. Either one will explode, whereas, you know, with single-phase and that, it just kind of, that's about it, Fred. But it definitely can hurt you bad.
I'm actually an engineer. I've been doing automation for about, I've been in automation for about 10 years now. I've been bit by 277, like really low amperage in the past, and it didn't hurt nearly as bad as this time whenever I got bit. This was a complete utter accident, and yeah, I can agree though, they definitely require wearing the vest and the gloves, the face shield, and it's all flame retardant. It all has to be flame retardant now, and my company, because we're an integrator, it's kind of a different ball game, you know, because at least with the exception of putting the boxes on the bus bars and all that. But since we don't have a dedicated electrician for doing that in my shop, and I thought the power was cut off, my mistake, they're assuming, Yeah, that one thing led to another, and I got this.
Yeah, I was up putting a 16-foot bus bar in. It's about, inch and a quarter wide. It's called a T-bar, and I was installing it on a 20-ton crane. And back then, the circuit breakers on the bus bars had ropes on them that went down by the machines. And I had turned it off, and the guys always give me crap about putting on new gloves before I worked around that stuff. And I had on a new pair of gloves, thank God. And I went up there, I was leaning over. I had to go down the crane rail and lean over the side and stick that bus bar in. And I noticed the mercury lights flickered when I touched it. And for some unknown reason, Fred, it didn't get me. And it was hot, you know, up high in the machine shop. That was about the 45-foot level. And how it didn't shock me, I don't know, because I'd have fell over the side of that 45 feet to the concrete floor and probably hit one of those giant drill presses in the, on the way. So that was the closest I believe I ever come. But when you're working with high voltage on a TV set or something, the voltage will drop to zero as soon as it bites you, like on the second anode of the old vacuum tubes and that, and they were 30,000 volts, and it knocked the snot out of you. But that 480, it'll kill you real fast. There's just no mistakes. It's zero, and my daughters always called me Mr. Safety because I tried to beat that into them, into their heads. Anyways, Fred, I got to get out and put some push water in this because I got to go over for an echocardiogram this afternoon. But, guys, we got a lot in common, except you're an engineer and a lot smarter. But I did it for about 50 years, and we can swap stories from now on. Take care, Fred. KL4NNH and 0TR. Be out and get some gas.
Actually, it sounds like we're actually more similar, except you got more experience on me. But Tom, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to go ahead and clear on the side as well. I'm near my destination about 20 minutes from the looks of it. So, it's been a pleasure talking to you. N0TR, this has been KO4 NNH. I'll be clear. 73, my friend.